Today we're going to pray for local news agencies that are in San Bernardino County. A Pew Research Center did a survey for the people in the press, and it showed that 63%, that's right, 63% of Americans believe that news stories are often inaccurate. Most Christians believe that the bias of most journalists is toward liberal political views and morality and are anti-religious, particularly against the Christian faith. Many believe much of the news is slanted toward what contributes to hype and fear, that if it bleeds, it leads, and that pop culture and sleaze dominate over what is truly newsworthy. Because journalists wield so much power through their words and images, through what they report and how they report it and what they don't report, local news groups need our prayers just as much as our leaders. Here's a list of local news groups, not exhausted, that are in our county. The Sun, Daily Bulletin San Bernardino County, Inland Empire Community News, Colton Courier, El Chicano, Rialto Record, the IE Weekly, the Coyote Chronicle from CSUSB, Redlands Daily Facts, the Press Enterprise, Mountain News, which includes the mountain communities, including Lake Arrowhead, and the like, Fontana Herald News, Inland Valley News, Daily Press, and Victor Valley News Group. Again, this is not exhaustive, but we'll be covering them in prayer today. We often lean on local news stations and media to get a closer view of current events that affect us personally. These news platforms access familiar people and places which directly impact us. So we're going to pray for these local news groups, printed or digital, free or subscription-based. We are going to ask God to provide us truthful information, that they would provide us truthful information without bias and agendas. Father, we thank you for your word that says, and I tell you this, you must give an account on judgment day for every idle word you speak. The words you say will either acquit or condemn you. We pray, God, for the words that are spoken through the varying platforms, that they will be words that are not going to condemn, but are going to acquit. We pray, God, that they would be words that are of truth and that are full of mercy, grace, honesty, accuracy, clarity, and on spot and timely. We pray for the salvation to those that are presenting the news, that they would speak righteousness and reveal truth. We pray for their conviction of speaking falsehood. We pray that hearers would discern what is not true, knowing that deception is an end time narrative. We pray they would contend for truth to be relayed, that these news agencies would not be biased, favoring one side. We pray they would not have an agenda, that they would be strengthened, and that they would be direct the will of all who write and shape the coverage of newspapers by God. Father, we pray you do that. We pray you would remove and replace those who have evil motives and replace them with those for truth. We thank you for your word in Isaiah 59:14 that says, justice is driven back, righteousness stands at a distance, truth has stumbled in the streets, honesty cannot enter. So we pray, God, that this will not occur, that truth will not just stumble in the streets, and that honesty can't enter, and that people would be so caught up in the lies. Instead, we pray, God, that they'd be like startled awake, that this is not the truth. They just don't just keep listening like a zombie, but they would wake up and smell the coffee, if you will. We pray, Father, for each of these groups that were mentioned. We pray for them to be true, viable, verifiable news, that as they battle for the hearts and minds of men, knowing that media is such a chief influencer, that your word, God, will be that which people look at what is being said, and then they will question it. We pray, God, that they would people would see the difference between fake news and what is truth. We pray, God, that they would not do things that what they want to hear, but what they need to hear. And that if there are two reports that are contradictory, we pray that one would affirm what really happened and would actually help the people involved. And if we are confronted with bad reports or twisted words that sounded convincing, God, we pray, God, you would help the listeners really filter what they hear and understand whether it's what it's causing, what's the motive behind it. Is it discouraging? Is it causing them to be intimidated? We pray for a spirit of revelation, a steadfast spirit to those who believe your word, that we need to hold fast to your promises. And Father, we repent for just listening to whatever comes our way. Few of us realize how much our media focused influences us morally, spiritually, and ethically. We acknowledge there's a battle going on for our hearts, minds, and souls. While it's easy to make the media the scapegoat for the destruction of our godly values, morality, and decency in our county, we must be responsible. We've allowed things to become a part of our world and not filter them. We too often watch and listen to information and not filter what we are listening to or how much time we are doing that. Though the media bears responsibility for their choices of what they present and the content and the way they deliver it, our choices, we also have choices on whether we continue to listen to things that are causing us to walk further away from you. So God, we repent on behalf of all those in the county that are just not making a choice. They're just going to whatever they hear. We ask God that you would show us in any areas in our lives where we are allowing unhealthy influences and messages, and help us to take a stand for what is right and to repent of anything, any sin that you reveal to us. We pray that journalists in these agencies will do their best to bring light where there is darkness and truth where there is lies. We ask you to strengthen and direct their will on all who write and shape the coverage of the news. We pray that you would remove those who desire to report anything less than the truth and to be a service to humanity. May you, Father God, raise up those who are bold to confront evil and injustice and protect them, and who reject the half-truths that deceive and the biased words that are corrupt. We ask you to promote those who will use the power of their words for good and who will bring respect and integrity of character that honors this profession. Give them wisdom, honesty, courage to those who seek your face, and restore a righteous standard of journalism in these local news agencies so that truth might prevail throughout our county. In Jesus' mighty name.